From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
That was some My Fist Your Face with Demo Track 3. These guys are out of Butte, Montana. They're described as groove metal rocks headlines the band with other temporary members. You can find them on Facebook, Reverb Nation, and Twitter.
We want to welcome you guys to episode 99 of Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem on MT Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in so many times. That's awesome.
It's just kind of crazy to think that our 100th episode is next week.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Insane in the membrane.
So I'm saying right now we need to do the 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
We're not going to sing it. We're not going to sing
no,
that song.
No, I'm not
you guys.
Saying sing it. I'm saying do it.
Do it.
Do 99 bottles in between this way. So as
be
you listen
dead
to
by
us,
the end of the episode.
And now the 100th episode.
The 100th episode.
Hammered.
To start now.
No, well, we have to start now. That's what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure we could do 100 beers in a week.
I want to try the new Crown Royal.
Ooh.
Vanilla. Yes.
This you did not just say that.
Yep. It's going to happen.
I'm gonna
probably when we're in Missoula, we'll have to go and see if the bar has it at stage 112.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we need Vanilla Crown. I'll just bring our own.
Just brought my own.
We'll run out to the hotel and, yeah, like we did last sometime.
Last sometime, yeah. Last sometime, yeah. We are. There were some last sometimes.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
I love that venue. Yeah. Join the shenanigans on September 10th in Missoula, Montana. It's going to be lots of fun. Mistresses are going to be over there rocking out with Wednesday 13, One-Eyed Doll, and Universal Choke Sign. It's going to be lots of fun. So.
And more. And there's more. Another band, too.
Yeah, there is another band. They just added somebody.
They got added just recently.
Yeah. And more.
And more.
All right. So this is episode 99 of Montana Metal. Mistress Oisey saying welcome.
And this is Mistress Hansy saying hi.
Good evening. This is Mistress Mystery saying, hey, what's up? You naked yet?
You know, I always recommend being naked unless you're in Walmart. And then be barely naked.
No, don't go Walmart naked. You will get arrested. I've seen it.
Won't.
I want somebody dressed as a unicorn.
I've seen it. I think from now on, all shopping trips at Walmart should be in costume.
Yay.
I will go through and buy 30 new Halloween costumes. That way, every time you go to Walmart, one day you can be Batman.
One day you can be Superwoman.
Be Wonder Woman running around, running through so your cape's flying behind you. And do it completely sober, people. That'll be the best part. Because people expect you to do that shit when you're on drugs. Right? Do it sober and they'll be really confused. They're like, I thought there was going to be a streaker, but Batman came in today and ordered chicken nuggets. I did not mess up his order and did not forget who had the order.
I thought it was chicken wings.
It could be. He's having bat wings.
Bat wings.
Alice in Wonderland coming into the, your gas station would make your day a lot better.
Right? Oh, God, yeah.
And especially on a non-holiday.
Yep.
Right?
To keep everybody on their toes.
There you go.
Just
Jack Sparrow.
We've found a use for your Halloween costumes. Everyday life.
Everyday life. Wear them and just mess with people. And pretend like it's Halloween.
Like what?
Wow. And post them on our page.
Yes.
Come on. I want to see you shopping at Walmart or any other gas station or affiliate that direction, doesn't have to be Walmart.
Hell, you can be
sitting in your local, local restaurant and, selfie of yourself dressed as Spider-Man and your friend is Batman eating cheeseburgers.
It'll be fun.
It'd be fun hilarious. Project. I want to see the look on the old guy's face behind you. But, all right.
Shelter metal shows that way. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Support your local scene.
That could be the next way the mistresses start showing up to their metal concerts. I could be Batgirl.
I love that idea. I love that idea.
I could be
Catwoman.
You could be Catwoman. You could.
Because Catwoman is just going to wear leather all the time.
Right?
Hulk, I just wear a pair of purple shorts.
And some green paint. You'll be fine.
Just wear some green paint. It'll be over my nipples. It'll be great.
There you go.
I'm sure there won't be any complaints.
And no, probably not. Since you kind of see that at concerts and stuff.
I enjoy all the actual paint work they do at concerts with people over their chests and stuff.
It's kind of interesting.
It's entertaining, especially the ones that you can't look like a real shirt.
Right?
And then realize the reason why that dog's eyes bounce like that is because it's her boobs.
Yay.
And you're like, wow, that works for you, doll. So, on that note, we're going to continue with more Montana music with Hibernator.
Out of Butte in the Montana area. You've got Phil, Zach, Chris, and Brian. They're formerly known as Midnight Drive, and they describe themselves as a progressive ambient pop alternative. Love these guys. Loved A Midnight Drive so very much. Very entertaining. I can't wait to actually see Hibernator live. So here's some GTTFE on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
So my point is simple, just always leave them stunned. But it's not that simple, we're calling out for everyone.
Andre from a little band called Endeavor from Billings, Montana, and you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Kicker who came to split your skull with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Yeah.
We just got done listening to some Trouble Lewis with their song, Born of the Demon. Those guys are out of Missoula. We have their front person, Nicole. They are a rock band, primarily influenced by the 80s and 90s music style. A very high energy, female fronted, a little bit of an abrasive punk. You know, not that that's a bad thing. Abrasive punk sounds bad, but it's not bad. It's awesome. And you know it is. So definitely go through, hunt them down. They are on Facebook. They're also on Reverb Nation. Hunt down Trouble Lewis on Reverb Nation. See, I can speak English. Maybe.
No comprende.
No comprende. No understand.
If you guys are looking for some band merch, definitely check out Artistic Vision Screen Printing. They're located up in the Kalispell, Montana area, and they're huge supporters of the Mistress of Mayhem and the Montana metal scene. They do fantastic work. Just go to their Facebook page, Artistic Vision Screen Printing, and check out their work and get some great prices on some high-quality items. Well, they do band shirts, business shirts, so check them out. We love them. We have another awesome Montana metal show coming up on September 13th. We have Body Void, Sharama, and Roselle. It's Tuesday, September 13th at the Old Beck VFW Post 209 in Missoula, Montana. For more information on that show, you can go to Montana Metal's Facebook page and check out that and all the other awesome shows that you want to get out and see.
All right, we're going to head over to the Great Falls area with some Black Jesus Vomit. These guys were founded by William Bon Vomit. That's a stage name. They received threats from a Christian coalition in Montana. They've played with actually human remains on the stage, spine and rib cage that was built into the mic stand. However, it is now buried due to the nightmares it gave the band members.
That's fantastic.
It's hysterical.
I think it's funny. They're like, we're going to do this because we're gothic and we're metal. That kind of creeps us the fuck out. Let's bury that. Give it a good proper ritual burial. Some
holy flowers, water on it.
Maybe some holy water poured across it just to be on the safe side. We'll start delivering beer to it on a daily basis to let it forgive us.
Small mammals.
Small mammals. Every once in a while, sacrifice over the top of it just to make sure that the spirit remains at peace.
Right.
Because that's what you do to all the body members that, you know, body pieces that you hold on to.
True.
Body members.
Members of other members.
Well, righty then.
Body parts.
If you guys have music that you want played on Montana Metal, submit music or make a request at mistressofmayhem.com and we will definitely get you on the show. Stay tuned for next week. Next week is our 100th episode of Montana Metal. We're pretty stoked for that, so we'll have a special show planned for you then.
Woohoo!
All right, this is Black Jesus Vomit on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Die! 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 Die!
Corey from Undone. When I'm licking pussy, I'm listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Sorry, did I break your concentration? No!
was At Home in Hell with their song House of No Faces. They are originally out of Great Falls. At Home in Hell actually just played in Butte recently with the fabulous Miss Wendy. They got to be foreplay for the for fabulous Miss Wendy.
Foreplay.
Well, they
be the foreplay.
They are the band that played before fabulous Miss Wendy.
Right.
So they are the foreplay for Miss Wendy.
There you go.
And right. You know.
What better?
Foreplay is always good. I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I mean, they did an all the bad thing. It's a foreplay thing. It's a bad thing. They did an awesome job. Went through, got to have a pretty good sized crowd of Butte running around. Open venues are always kind of hard because there's so many people and
yeah, so much going on.
And there was, I mean, they had like the bouncy thing going on, but behind, and they had some kind of jumping thing and all kinds of other stuff for Evil Days when they were playing up here. They did an awesome job. Definitely check them out. Lots of upcoming shows. They've got one in September the 2nd with Undone and Ever at the Moose's Bar in Dillon. September 16th. They've also got another one that way. September 18th, it looks like they're going to be in Butte.
The Upper, that's what it says.
So definitely check out more from At Home in Hell. They are everywhere. They are Facebook, YouTube, Bandcamp, and I'm pretty sure they're on Reverb as well.
Yeah.
Reverb.
All right, we're going to go over to the Missoula-Stevensville area with Reclaim the Horizon. They're self-described as 406 metal with great modern sound. We recently asked Jeremiah what the band has been up to, and this is what he said. We have a permanent third member now on bass and are working on performing as a three-piece by the start of spring. And there are 10 or more originals now, equally as good, if not better, than the ones before. It's been a rough road finding the right musicians, but only so it's perfect when we play the shows. That's pretty cool. Making sure it's perfect. Oh. All right, so you are listening to the Mistress of Mayhem on Montana Metal with Reclaim the Horizon with Deadline.
We'll be right back. Hey guys, this is Joe Shufton from Hornstop Rocks, and I want you to listen to the Mistresses of Mayhem weekly. If not, I'm gonna come and get you.
Somebody likes to use beer.
We'll be right back. Roger Fraser.
And I'm Eric Toole.
We're from Seventh Passing, and you're listening to...
Mistresses of Mayhem.
That signal means to stop whatever you are doing and get to the nearest safe place fast. Always remember, the flash of an atomic bomb can come at any time, no matter where you may be. You might be out playing at home when the warning comes. Then be sure to get into the house fast, for your parents have fixed a safe place for you to go. If you are not close to home when you hear the warning, go to the nearest safe cover. Know where you are to go, or ask an older person to help you. You know the places marked with the S sign? They're safe places to go when you hear the alarm. If there is a warning, you will hear it before the bomb explodes. But sometimes, and this is very, very important, sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning. Then the first thing we would know about it would be the flash. That means duck and cover fast, wherever you are. There's no time to look around or wait. Be like Bert. When there is a flash, duck and cover, and do it fast.
Right, that was some Switch Off Safety with Charboil out of Great Falls, Montana, formed in 1997, and they're a fantastic band. The band's logo is BFMF, Bullets First Motherfucker. Paul from Switch Off Safety is also in At Home in Hell. Stay tuned for next week's episode. It's our 100th episode of Montana Metal. We're super excited.
Yay!
We hope that you guys have been enjoying all these awesome bands that we get to play for you each and every week, and we hope that you're going and supporting them and checking them out.
I was going to say it's definitely changed from the very first couple of shows we had, where we had a little bit less bands to go with, and now we have a lot more, and of course, looking into finding more Montana bands each and every week, and look forward to playing more bands from Montana
And we're always expanding.
And we love other bands as well from other states. Montana just has, we just have a sweet spot for it.
Giddy.
We have a sweet spot.
It's our G spot.
It's our G spot. The rest of those spots make us happy, but that sweet spot's the one that makes your eyes roll.
Yep, or blackout, or see stars.
If you black out, it's probably you've been doing it a little bit too long.
No.
Maybe you need some protein.
Go have a cookie.
That's sugar, dude.
Oh, well.
Make a sandwich.
Get a piece of jerky. Swallow. Chew on some meat.
If you swallow, you'll get some protein.
Yeah, there is that, too.
Back to tube steak.
So some of the bands we'll be playing for you next week on our 100th episode of Montana Metal will be Brad Craig, Eye for Indifference, 16 Penny, and much, much more. So tune in next week.
We love 16 Penny.
We do. We love
Jessica
all those bands.
Jessica's awesome.
Yeah. I actually got to see her at Rock and Roll. She kicked a lot of ass.
She always kicks ass. I like all her little piercings that she just recently got.
I love the tattoos on the back of her legs.
I haven't seen them yet.
They're kind of like...
She has a lot of tattoos.
Oh, so it looks like she's got leggings and then comes up to a bow. It's cute.
Nice.
Super cute. Super cute. Super metal, I guess. All right. Mr. Soisy saying thank you guys very much for tuning in, and we will chat with you next week.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying go do something super cute, super fun, or super naughty.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying definitely go do something naughty and definitely go out, check out your local scene, and keep listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal.
Yay! All right, this week's episode, we're going to close out with some Walking Corpse Syndrome from Missoula, Montana. It's off the CD Forsaken. The song is called Bleed It Out. They were formed in 2006, and they dominate the market with an onslaught of great advertisement, unique merch, and fan engagement. If you've ever been to a Walking Corpse show, you know that that is all true. I have some of the coolest band merch from them. I've got an awesome Walking Corpse bottle opener, an awesome beer mug.
My hoodie is one of the best hoodies I've ever bought.
I love my hoodie.
Yep.
I buy a lot of band merch, and I break hoodies. I do. I mean, I call 1-800-MOMMY a lot and have her replace zippers because I destroy them. I do.
Like, hey, fix my zipper.
You have your emergency numbers. I have my emergency number.
Okay.
And 1-800-MOMMY fixes my stuff.
Okay.
She fixes my, clothes and sews zippers and buttons back on. All the stuff that Ansi doesn't quite understand how it works. I can do buttons. Zippers, I understand that there's thread involved, and there's like a needle involved, but it all looks really complicated, so I hand it to Mommy instead.
And we thank DJ Sun and Sean from MT Radio for letting us play on his awesome station, and DJ Sun, of course, for putting up with us each and every week. All right, this is Walking Corpse Syndrome on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We will chat with you guys next week.
You
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation. Or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment. For those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creativity and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.